Hashtag OCR GCSE French, mastering La Vie Scolaire. Intro 1 minute. Upbeat, motivational music intro. Fades out after a few seconds.
Je tape. Bonjour et bienvenue. Welcome to the GCSE French Study Podcast, where we help you master the key topics for your exam. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into La Vie Scolaire, life at school. This is a core part of OCR's Theme 3, Current and Future Study and Employment. So getting this right is absolutely crucial for hitting those top grades. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the essential vocabulary for describing your school day, the grammar you need to impress the examiner, and the common mistakes to avoid. By the end, you'll have a clear roadmap for talking and writing about school life with confidence. Alors, on y va.
Core concepts, 5 minutes. Host. Right, let's start with the absolute basics, talking about your subjects or les matières. In any writing or speaking task on this topic, you'll be expected to say what you study, give opinions, and crucially, justify them. Simply saying j'aime les maths is okay, but for higher marks, you need more. Try something like, ce qui me plaît, c'est les maths, puisque vu c'est logique, et je trouve que le prof explique très bien. What I like is maths because it's logical and I find the teacher explains very well. Using connectives like puisque, car, or étant donné que, given that, immediately elevates your language. Remember to show off your range of opinions. Don't just use j'aime or je n'aime pas. Build a bank of phrases like je suis fort, I'm good at, je suis faible en, I'm weak at, je trouve ça fascinant, ennuyeux. I find it fascinating, boring, and a key tip for written accuracy. Don't forget your adjectival agreements. If you are female, you must write je suis forte with an E. It's a small detail that examiners look for. Next up, describing your school itself, mon collège or mon lycée. You need the vocabulary for the facilities, les installations. For example, la cantine, the canteen, le gymnase, the gym, la bibliothèque, the library, and la salle de classe, the classroom. A very common mistake here is getting the gender of the noun wrong. It's le gymnase, but la cantine. Make a vocabulary list, test yourself, and get them right. To describe your school, use prepositions de place. Dans mon collège, il y a une grande bibliothèque qui se trouve au home fest du laboratoire de sciences. In my school, there is a big library, which is opposite the science lab. Let's talk about school rules. Le règlement. This is a fantastic opportunity to use a high-level grammatical structure that examiners love. Il faut plus infinitive. It means you must or one must. For example, il faut porter l'uniforme scolaire. You must wear the school uniform. Or for a negative, il ne faut pas mâcher de chewing gum en classe. You must not chew gum in class. Another excellent structure is avant plus infinitive, meaning before doing something. For instance, avant d'entrer dans la salle de classe, il faut éteindre son portable. Before entering the classroom, you must turn off your phone. Using these shows the examiner you can handle complex sentences. Finally, the golden rule for top marks in any productive task. Use 3 time frames. Let's practice with the school topic. For the move crops and a gut rachette. You could say, normalement, je vais au collège à pied et mes cours commencent à 9h. Normally, I walk to school and my lessons start at 9 a.m. For the classe pays, use the passé composé. Hier, Aragul et tous parts où nous frappons l'eau. Yesterday, I had a French lesson where we read a poem. And for the future, use the future prush or future sump. Right after number quote, by la treaty and booing to e futures. Ici atera? I don't see atera, I'm 3. Next year, I'm going to study science because I want to become a doctor. Showing you can switch between tenses accurately is a hallmark of a top grade candidate. Exam tips in common, mistakes 2 minutes. Host. Okay, let's focus on exam technique. First, a common mistake to avoid, confusing passer un examen, which means to take an exam, with réussir à un examen, which means to pass an exam. They are not interchangeable. An examiner will spot that error immediately. For the 150-word writing task, the OCR specification is clear. You must address all bullet points to get into the top mark bands for content. If you miss one, your mark will be capped. So, plan your answer. Use the Paul method as a mental checklist for your paragraphs, PS tense, ajectives, L-inking words, M-modal verbs like pouvoir, devoir, or il faut. This ensures you are showing a variety of grammatical structures. In listening tasks, be very careful of distractors. The question might be, which lesson does Pierre have first? And the audio might mention three different subjects. Often, the first one you hear is not the correct answer. Listen for keywords that confirm the sequence, like d'abord, firstly, or ensuite, then. And a final tip, always, always leave a minute or two to check your verb endings. The difference between the imperfect tense, like j'étudia, I used to study, and the perfect tense, j'ai étudié, I studied, can change the whole meaning of your sentence. Accuracy here is what separates a good answer from a great one. Quickfire recall quiz 1 minute. Host. All right, time for a quickfire quiz to test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, and then give you the answer. Let's go. One, how do you say you must wear a uniform?
What's up, Sam? Someone's, il faut porter l'uniforme.
Deux, what's the difference between passer un examen and réussir un examen?
Pause. Passer is to take it. Réussir is to pass it.
Three. Give me a connective you can use to justify an opinion.
Pus, puisque, car,
or étant donné que.
Four.
Is it la cantine or la cantine?
Pause.
It's la cantine.
Feminine. Five. How would you say, next year, I am going to study history?
Booze.
L'année prochaine, je vais étudier l'histoire.
How did you do? If you got them all, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen again. That's what retrieval practice is all about.
Summary and sign off 1 minute.
Host. So, there we have it. A crash course on La Vie Scolaire for your OCR GCSE French exam. We've covered giving justified opinions on subjects, describing your school accurately, using complex structures like il faut, and the absolute necessity of using three time frames. We've also flagged common pitfalls and shared some top exam tips. Remember, the key to success is practice. Use these phrases, write paragraphs, and test yourself on the vocabulary. You've got this. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for another deep dive into a key GCSE topic. Bonne chance et à la prochaine. Upbeat, motivational music fades in and plays to the end.